welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Today's program of Singing and Other Sins is based on the coincidence that two great French composers, also famous for their art songs, concluded their composing lives with important art song cycles. Maurice Ravel's final composition was his set of three songs originally intended for a film score on Don Quixote. Gabriel Fauré's last vocal work was a cycle of five songs, L'Horizon Chimérique. Both Fauré and Ravel were suffering health issues which had been with them for years. Let's begin with Fauré, the foremost French composer of his era. He lived from 1845 to 1924, who was, in his later years, beset with hearing problems as well as general ill health from years of smoking. But he still composed right up to the end of his life. We'll hear the last piano piece he wrote, but right now, we'll enjoy his final vocal cycle with the baritone for whom Fauré wrote L'Horizon Chimérique. In the splendid 1934 recording, Charles Pansera demonstrates that he knows every detail that the composer had in mind. The baritone's wife, pianist Magdalene Pansera Bailot, was completely united with his interpretation. The first song, La mer est infinie, uses a rocking motion in the piano to mimic the waves of the infinite ocean of the title. The poet Jean de la Ville de Mirmont had dreams of traveling the world, cut short by his death in World War I. Je me suis embarqué is the second song and even more clearly shows the poet's longing for adventure. The third song, Diane Sélénée, sings of the moon reflecting on us as it mocks the poet's troubles, as he longs for the peace of its nocturnal flame. Finally, Vaisseau, nous vous aurons aimé, or Ships, we have loved you in vain, tells of the poet's unfulfilled desire for adventures. The last line demonstrates this. Within me are vast, unappeased departures. Now we'll hear Fauré's L'Horizon Chimérique, sung by Charles Pansera, the man who sang the world premiere.
La mer est infinie, mes rêves sont fous. La mer chante au soleil, en battant les falaises. Danser sur la mer comme des oiseaux sous. Le vaste mouvement des vagues les emporte, la brise les agite et les roule en ses plis. Pendant le sillage, ils feront une escorte au vaisseau que mon cœur dans la fuite a suivi. Vivre d'air et de sel et brûlé par l'écume.
Oh. parti sur la mer. Le couchant emporta tant de voiles ouvertes que ce port et mon cœur sont à jamais déserts. La mer vous a rendus à votre destinée. Au-delà du rivage s'arrête
this edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HPR2, your home for classical music. We've enjoyed Fauré's last set of mélodies, L'Horizon Chimérique, performed on that historic recording by the dedicatee of the cycle, Charles Pansera, accompanied by Magdalene Pansera-Bailo. Now, while the tunes are still rocking in our brains, let's hear a modern recording of the same set.
La mer est infinie, et mes rêves sont fous. La mer chante au soleil, en battant les falaises. Ni mes rêves, ni j'y ne se sentent plus d'aise. De danser sur la mer comme des oiseaux sous. La brise les agite, les roule en ses plis. Jouant dans le sillage, ils feront une escorte au vaisseau que mon cœur dans le chemin a suivi. Ivre d'air et de sel, ébrûlé par l'écume de la mer qui console et qui lave des pleurs. Ils connaîtront la les goélands perdus les prendront pour des rois. Je me suis embarqué sur un vaisseau qui danse et roule bord sur bord, et tombe et se balance. Mes pieds ont oublié la terre et ses chemins, les vagues souples m'ont appris d'autres cadences. Plus belle que le rythme là des chants humains à vivre parmi vous. Hélas, avais-je une âme, mes frères, j'ai souffert sur tous vos continents.
n'est plus qu'une image effacée. Les larmes du départ ne brûlent plus mes yeux. Je ne me souviens pas de mes derniers adieux. Oh, ma peine, où vous ai-je
listening to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. We just heard Sanford Sylvan sing Fauré's last vocal composition, L'Horizon Chimérique, performed with David Brightman, piano. Sylvan's voice has a youthful, even innocent sound that for me matches the poetry of longing for exotic voyages, central to the feeling of the whole cycle. I mentioned that Fauré suffered ill health and deafness, but add to that the fact that sounds became distorted so that high and low notes sounded painfully out of tune to him. Despite this, he continued to compose until the end of his life. The last of his many piano works was the following nocturne, written shortly before his death in 1924. That was Fauré's Nocturne, Opus 119, the last of his solo piano pieces, played by Charles Owen, on this episode of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. We move now to the final works of Maurice Ravel. His last years, like Fauré's, were also plagued by ill health. In 1932, he suffered a blow to the head in a taxi accident. Modern research has concluded that the blow may have exacerbated an existing cerebral condition. As early as 1927, Ravel's friends had noticed his intermittent inability to comprehend or formulate language. At the time of the accident, he had begun work on music for a film on Don Quixote, but was only able to complete three songs, which he published as Don Quixote Dulciné. Luckily for history, Marcial Sanger, the baritone who knew Ravel personally, premiered and recorded the cycle. In a masterclass, I heard Sanger recall Ravel in one of their outdoor café meetings when the composer offered him the chance to sing the work. We'll listen to him in this vintage orchestrated version of Don Quixote à Dulciné, the very last music Ravel was to write. The first of the three songs is Chanson Romanesque, for which Ravel used a dance rhythm that alternated between 6-8 and 3-4, with a few clashing dissonances. It ends in the major and a hymn of praise to his beloved Dulciné. The second song, Chanson Épique, has a medieval liturgical quality to it that suits the prayerful words. The final song, Chanson à boire, written to a manic dance rhythm, is a perfect vehicle for the tipsy Don Quixote to revel in flamenco vocalizing.
Si vous me disiez que la terre à temps tourné vous enfonça, je lui dépêcherais et pensa, vous la verriez fixer cette terre. Si vous me disiez que l'ennui vous vient du ciel trop floridastre, déchirant les divins cadastres, je faucherai d'un coup la nuit. Chevalier Dieu, la lance au poing, j'étoilerai le vent qui passe. Mais si vous disiez que mon sang n'est plus à moi qu'à toi, dame, je blêmirai dessous le blâme.
Marcel Sanger performing Ravel's Don Quixote a Dulcine in Ravel's orchestration. That 1934 recording was conducted by Piero Coppola. Ravel's piano-accompanied version of the Don Quixote songs follows now in a modern recording.
La terre a tant tourné vos enfants, ça, je lui dépêcherais pour ça. Vous la verriez fixée sous terre. Si vous me disiez que la nuit vous vient du ciel trop feridastre, déchirant les divins cadastres, je faucherai d'un coup la nuit. «
Toujours ce palavre qui met de l'eau dans son ivresse.
Dulcine. The last music he was to write was performed by Gerald Finley with pianist Julius Drake. On this Fauré and Ravel edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, we've heard compositions by these two French masters written in their final years. We heard Fauré's final piano nocturne earlier. Let's hear the original version of Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin. Ravel orchestrated it, which is how we usually hear it. But let's enjoy the original piano version written between 1914 and 1917, certainly not the end of his life, 1937, but Ravel's last piano work.
Thank you.
this edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, we've heard the final works of Fauré and Ravel. The last piano composition that Ravel finished was Le Tombeau de Couperin, which we've just heard performed in its original piano version by Louis Lortie. You know that I take the public in public radio seriously and enjoy your suggestions and comments. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you may also find an archive for many previous programs. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.